Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves. And welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. Today is July 8th, 2019. The day was July 8th, 1947. Roswell Army Airfield Public Information Officer Walter Hott issued a press release saying that the mysterious wreckage a rancher discovered was an unidentified flying object. The military debunked theories that the wreckage was a flying saucer and said it was just a weather balloon and related materials. Despite this, some people believed then and believe now that the debris came from an alien spaceship. In 1947, a rancher named W.W. Mac Brazel and his son Vernon were about 75 miles outside of Roswell, New Mexico, when they saw some unusual debris on their ranch land after a storm. It consisted of a bunch of metallic sticks held together with tape, plastic and foil reflectors, and scraps of shiny material. On July 4th, Brazel gathered the wreckage and a few days later took it to Sheriff George Wilcox. The sheriff didn't know what the materials were either, so he reached out to Colonel William Blanchard, who was a commander of the Roswell Army Airfield's 509th Composite Group. But when he didn't know, the question of what the strange wreckage was sent up to General Roger W. Ramey in Fort Worth, Texas. Blanchard also sent intelligence officer Major Jesse Marcel to the site where the wreckage was to collect more of the materials. On July 8th, the Roswell Army Airfield issued a press release. It said, in part, "The many rumors regarding the flying disc became a reality yesterday when the intelligence office of the 509th Bomb Group of the 8th Air Force, Roswell Army Airfield, was fortunate enough to gain possession of a disc through the cooperation of one of the local ranchers in the sheriff's office of Chaves County." That same day, the Roswell Daily Record ran a story on the discovery. The article was titled, "RAAF Captures Flying Saucer on Ranch in Roswell Region." The story began with this sentence. "The intelligence office of the 509th Bombardment Group at Roswell Army Airfield announced at noon today that the field has come into the possession of a flying saucer." But the next day, the War Department published a statement that the debris was not from a flying saucer, but from a weather balloon. But not everyone believed this explanation. Many people were convinced that the wreckage was somehow linked to aliens. Skepticism grew when the Air Force conducted tests by dropping dummies from balloons, leading people to believe they had seen alien corpses and the government was just covering things up. Decades after the 1947 discovery, people were still coming forward with alien-related stories about the Roswell incident. The incident had become such a huge topic of debate that the Air Force decided to address misconceptions, rumors, and theories by declassifying and compiling documents. To explain what happened in 1947, the Air Force published the 1,000-page The Roswell Report, Fact versus Fiction in the New Mexico Desert, in 1994. And in 1997, it published The Roswell Report, Case Closed. It said that the aliens people claimed to see were just test dummies, and the conspiracy surrounding the Roswell incident was heightened by the Cold War and sci-fi sensibilities. The military said the debris was part of Project Mogul, a government program that launched high-altitude balloons in the hopes of monitoring Soviet nuclear tests. The wreckage that had been dubbed a flying saucer decades earlier were the leftovers of neoprene balloons, radar reflectors, and sonic equipment launched from the Alamogordo base. At the time of the incident, the project was highly classified, and the government had to lie and say the debris was from a weather balloon. But Roswell, New Mexico, is still a place of interest for UFO enthusiasts and conspiracy theorists who are interested in the Roswell incident. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you haven't gotten your fill of history after listening to today's episode, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for showing up. We'll meet here again tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.